The Kansas City Chiefs are back in the win column on what was a great day in the NFL, and the Major League Baseball playoffs continue. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs. Over 500 yards of total offense. Chiefs beat the Washington football team 31-13 yesterday, scoring 21 unanswered points in the second half. First half, Chiefs struggled. Matter of fact, they trailed at halftime. Patrick Mahomes ended up going 32 for 47 for 397 yards, and he spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, I think you guys just had to dig deep at the end of the day. Obviously, the first half didn't go the way we wanted to. I thought the defense did a great job of keeping us in the game. And then in the second half, we just executed better. Guys relied on each other, believed in each other, and we were able to find a way to get a win.
Well, the Chiefs are now 3-3 and just one game out in the AFC Western Division. Next week, a trip to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. Major League Baseball playoffs, the Atlanta Braves walk it off again last night and beat the L.A. Dodgers 5-4. They take a 2-0 series lead as that series now moves to Los Angeles on Tuesday. They had the day off yesterday in the American League Championship Series. Tonight, Game 3, Houston at Boston. That series tied at one game apiece. Got a little bit of high school volleyball on the schedule for tonight around the area. The Mount View Berkshire Liberty Lady Eagles will be at home with Waynesville. Kabul at Stratford. Licking will play at St. James and Plato at Dixon. Congratulations to the West Plains girls and boys cross country teams. The West Plains girls take first place in the Ozarks Conference meet on Saturday. And here are your medalist. First place for Braden Cantola, second place for Jordan Cantola, third for Jana Gunter. Addison Sanders finished eighth, Kaya Weisbrod 11th, Kaylee Lamb 13th, and Daphne Dollins 14th. They all got medals. West Plains boys took second in the Ozarks Conference meet. Kickapoo was first. And so we take a look at the district football standings after week 8 of the football season. In the Class 4, District 6, the West Plains Zizzers still in first place. McDonald County is second, followed by Carl Junction and Rogersville in the top 4. In the Class 1, District 3, Marionville still in the top spot. Thayer trails by 6 points as we go into the final week of the football season. Sarcoxia is third. Ash Grove is fourth. In the Class 2, District 3, Ava sits on top of the heap. Forsyth at number 2. Liberty is third. And Stratford is fourth. College football rankings out for this week. The Georgia Bulldogs still at number 1. Cincinnati at number 2. Oklahoma 3. Alabama back up to number 4. Arkansas drops out of the top 25 this week after that loss to Auburn, their third straight. And Monday night football tonight, the Buffalo Bills at Tennessee to take on the Titans. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.